So, how resilient are you? If you've done the questionnaire and you've got some results, we'll have a look at what those results mean, and you can see how close to peg leg you are. So here we go. Across the top there, you've got your scores. So if you scored between 0 and 37, you have a developing level of resilience. So although you don't always feel at the mercy of events, sometimes you feel like you're a bit out of control and you would really benefit from developing some aspects of your behavior. And that's interesting. We talk about behavior there because we've mentioned before, resilience is partly about mindset and it's also about behavior. So if you scored 38 to 43, you might have some tough days from time to time when things don't go your way, but it's rare that you feel ready to give up. So you've got a level of resilience there that's quite useful. And if you scored 44 to 48, then you've got a strong level of resilience. So your above average score says that you're pretty good at dealing with problems and situations that come along, and that that's happened in the past, that maybe you've turned setbacks into opportunities. So again, remember, it's not what happens to you that's important, it's what you do with what happens to you. And resilience isn't a thing that you have or you don't have. Resilience is a thing that you learn. So it is about behaviors and mindset. So 49 to 60, you probably don't need to do this course, although there's always benefit to becoming more resilient because that thing that's going to knock you off your feet, you probably haven't come across yet. So this indicates that you're very resilient most of the time. So the important thing is most of the time, that there are still rare occasions when you don't bounce back as quickly as perhaps you should do. So whatever you scored on there, do you have got a level of resilience? Obviously zero. If you scored zero, then I'd be really surprised because most of us have got some amount of resilience that we've learned as we've gone through life. So the important thing here to remember is that you have got a level of resilience. There are some things that you bounce back from, some things you find it harder to bounce back from, but you can always improve, and you can improve by changing mindset, by believing in a slightly different way, by having a different set of beliefs and perhaps maybe modifying values, but also in terms of developing behaviors that make you more resilient and more able to deal with things as they come along. And so we're going to look at what it is that makes people naturally more resilient than others. And then we're going to move on to talk about how you can improve your own resilience. So look forward to seeing you in the next video.